Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Counting down toward Padres pregame show this morning with Ben and Woods at 8:35. First pitch at 9:35. We'll get that lineup to you here at the bottom of the hour. The Padres starting lineup for today is out with Chris Paddock on the mound. First, though, it is time for Don't Do This, our three stories that make you shake your head. And I'll start with some news from an NFL superstar, Aaron Donald.
Whew.
Of the Los Angeles Rams, of course, very big name, maybe the best defensive player ever in all of football, has been accused of assault and is facing potential charges. Got into an altercation at what they say is a after-hours nightclub in Pittsburgh, and got into a fight with someone, ended up attacking him, and, well, as you can imagine, Aaron Donald finished on the on the winning end of the fight. The victim, though, hospitalized for broken bones, bad cuts, and the police are investigating, possibly pressing charges in the incident against Aaron Donald.
Was it self-defense?
Well, I'm sure that there will be more details that pop up on this.
What kind of PCP do you have to be on to challenge Aaron Donald to a fight? Or to even be in the stratosphere where he wanted to kick your ass?
Steer clear. So the man named DeVincent Spriggs claims the LA Rams defensive tackle struck him in the face in the early morning hours of April 11th. They posted a picture, and yeah, he's got a
looks like he's swollen up.
Yeah, doesn't look good. As you can imagine, you know, with one of the, you know,
Aaron Donald is a beast. He's a beast.
Beastly players in the NFL. If he really did attack you, it's not going to go well for you. But I don't see a lot of details as to, like, why. Did Aaron Donald just decide to attack someone randomly? That would be very bad. Was Aaron Donald defending himself? That would be a different story. I don't know. I'm sure that we will find out more details as this particular story unfolds.
Those stories always, I want to have some bit of sympathy for the guy. We've seen those stories before where the guy's drunk at an Applebee's and challenges an MMA fighter. I kick your ass. And the next thing you know, the guy's just like, bro, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. Bam. You got what you were asking for. I don't know any details about this, but that stuff does happen. The liquid courage, all it does happen. It happens a lot. And it never, you wake up the next day and go, Did somebody beat me with a 2x4? And like, no, you tried to fight Aaron Donald last night, remember?
According to the attorney, his client, the one who got beat up, yeah. Spriggs, accidentally bumped into Donald in the nightclub, at which point they were both asked to leave the club, and then the fight happened outside.
That sounds plausible, actually. I mean, it really does. It sounds plausible. It happened to Aaron Hernandez, and he shot a guy.
I can't necessarily imagine a club asking an NFL superstar, who's probably well-known even in Pittsburgh, to leave a club just because someone bumped into him. It's something weird going on here.
All right, so this big story here locally, Benny. There's a lot of outrage growing after two racially charged photos were posted by Cathedral Catholic High School football players before and after their game against Lincoln last week. So the shirt says Catholics versus Convicts 3. Interesting fact about your old pal Woods. I had that shirt when I was 13 years old. It was the shirt that Notre Dame students made as they were going to play the University of Miami. Jimmy Johnson's Miami teams back in the day. Now, they had a ton of players arrested, the whole bit. So I didn't realize back then how crappy that shirt was.
How you doing?
I was 13 years old. I thought it was badass. I did. I thought it was awesome. Because I hated Miami. Hated the University of Miami. Loathed them. Loathed everything about them. This, when I saw it yesterday, I went, it took me aback. It took me aback a little bit. Now, I'm not gonna rake this kid over the coals, the guy that posted it. It's a stupid-ass thing to do. And it's a dumb thing to post. And it's a dumb thing to make. Looks like they made the shirts because it says 3 on it. I know they did it again when they played again. I think that they made it for this, and they said, the kid posted on his Instagram, said, we run this city, because they did beat Lincoln in the game. But, man, sad. I mean, the Lincoln players, the principal, the coaches were like, hey, man, like, we are a predominantly minority school, and to call us convicts, we maintain a 3.0 GPA on this football team. Like, we're not convicts. It's a bad, bad, bad look.
Right. You've got a affluent, private,
yep,
white high school, you know, calling the public minority majority high school the convicts.
Yeah.
There's no just basis on that. That's simply racism.
Yeah, it's just 100% right, racism.
That is racism.
And
it's high school kids. We're not even talking, I mean, college kids still probably wasn't good back then when it was Notre Dame and Miami.
Yeah.
But at that, as you said, they also, that was following headlines in the news of players, several who had been involved in some high-profile incidents. There was no incidents or anything.
No.
This was simply assigning a school label based on where they were and the color of the skin of the student,
yep,
which is horrible. It's
terrible,
awful.
Terrible.
And, you know, I see why this story became a very big deal.
Well, they apologized, but I you know, obviously people are like, look, that's not good enough. It's not good enough. And it was endearing and all, you know, it broke my heart a little bit, man. The coach from Lincoln was like, look, you know, high school sports are about community. They're about fun. They're about growing. They're about being teammates. Why don't we get together and have a conversation? You know, let's get together and get these kids together and have a conversation. I think that is the only thing that could help, is to get these kids in a room together and say, hey, man, this is why this sucked.
Well, let me tell you what else is going to help here with my third story, because it is also about casual insensitivity and racism, and it has to do with the Baylor basketball program and their head coach Scott Drew.
Oh my God, I saw this.
Did you see this story?
Oh, I did.
So the winner goes the spoils, and Scott Drew was set to pick up, after his team won the title, a brand new customized Jeep Wrangler that would have been driven in the team's championship parade through downtown Waco on Tuesday night. It was going to be given to the school for Drew to use for the next year, but the GM of the dealership in Waco, the Jeep dealership, was doing an interview with Scott Drew and said, hey, you can use it to recruit, pull some people out of the hood.
I saw it.
And Scott Drew reacted like immediately. And you know what? Good for Scott Drew. He has refused the Jeep after those comments. He said, you know what? I don't want it anymore. You know, keep your Jeep after those comments. The GM, to his credit, has apologized profusely for his comments, but even he seemed to know the remark was inappropriate right after he made it.
Could see him go, yeah. I really said that. I really, really said that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, and Scott Drew making a stand saying, I don't want the Jeep now. So, you know, be careful. Casual racism is insidious. It's insidious. You don't even know sometimes that you're saying things like that, and it just came out. That's Don't Do This for Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll get your Padres lineup for the early game today. Do that coming up next. And then Eric Grubner, Padres CEO, is going to be joining us at the top of the hour on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, find new roads. How do the Padres sneak out a victory in this series finale? We'll talk about that next. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.